Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another edition here on the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm with K-State University coming to you on game day Saturday. K-State taking on 10th-ranked BYU in almost 2 hours from now. Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. May or may not be working today. We'll see. I'll see here in about another hour or so here as well. Football, men's, women's basketball, women's volleyball, women's soccer, track and field coming up in another 2 weeks. The return of baseball coming next month, and so much more. It's the first time this is a podcast. Thank you so much again for tuning into this episode of this podcast, which will cover this football. There's going to be a lot of football, a lot coming out of on the football camp, obviously, and we'll get to that. We'll touch on that momentarily as we go on here. We'll have postcasts, obviously, of the 10th-ranked BYU game. I record that tomorrow. I just told one of my dear friends. I just want to get into rhythm. I feel like I've been out of rhythm since October, since the very beginning of October, of last October. But we're slow. As I keep saying to myself, slowly but surely. It's not rush things here a little bit. So we'll see what happens. But anyways, anything can happen on any given day. Life. Or sports, for that matter. We all should know that by now. But the biggest story, and I'm going to start with the biggest story. We'll work our way through the more coaching hires. Coach Klein, Colin Klein, hired a couple more coaches to the staff yesterday. We'll touch on all that was going along here. And again, I want to get to my other podcast tomorrow. That's primarily I wanted to focus on that. Of course, Monday, anyways, lately, it's been recording this podcast. So we'll get to that in due time anyways. But the biggest one I want to touch on here before the end of the day is over, Avery Johnson. Yes, sir, Avery Johnson coming back to Kansas State. As I figured, I mean, I'll say it, as I figured, I mean, yes, you know, you don't know what a good player is flinking at the time. Obviously, but Avery Johnson, I clamored for him to come back. There's some things he needs to work on, and he said the main thing, kind of like myself, unfinished business. The main theme of his talk yesterday, or he wrote out a letter. It's on his Twitter/X, whatever you want to call it now. There, yes, unfinished business. The quote unquote by Johnson, and Colin Klein. With the bat for Avery Johnson there in that season where, okay, Will Howard, Avery Johnson, and then, of course, Will Howard went on to win the national championship. Avery Johnson has yet to take K-State I'm not going to say national championship. Nuh-uh. No. That is way out of the league. But I'm saying this. Hey, and I'm going to go with Alex Aiden, what he said the last couple years on the show, that, you know, the window is open. And at least for one more year, we get Avery. We're pretty fortunate to get Avery one more year here. And we don't know the whole team. And speaking of coming back there, I'm going to throw in this name in here. I heard, I was not sure, and actually, it kind of works on both sides because I didn't know this individual went in the portal, Quay Moss. We did an episode on the guys who are in the treasure, who are wanting to go in the treasure portal. So we got guys coming back. There, Quay Moss, another one coming back to K-State. That's huge. That's a huge one on the defense side. So you got that. I'm going to go ahead and throw in Cezanne Rich as well. I saw that late catching up with K-State lose last night after another late night at work. See, these nights, I'll be glad when next week's over because I want my nights back. I want nights back. I'm missing out on all this other stuff. I'm not really missing out on the college football playoff there with that, but for probably a session of two games. But yeah, man, Cezanne Rich, you got that whole secondary almost back. Cezanne Rich, Donovan McIntosh, we talked about, or I recorded, talked about last week, with that episode has not come out yet. we got everybody changing their mind, and now Quay Moss coming back in the biggest fish of them all. And no offense to those guys, Avery Johnson, Zion Rich, Quay Moss, Donovan McIntosh, in that order, right? And another quote here from ESPN.com, quote, this is from Avery Johnson there, from his Instagram, writing it on his, he had this on his Instagram, X, quote, I believe in this team, I believe in our coaches, and I believe the best is still ahead. We're going to find out, again, we don't even know how this team's going to look right now. It's all scattered. Everybody's making decisions there, hitting the transfer portal, there's a new staff. Here's at K-State, a returning legend. Here is your head coach now in Colin Klein. And Colin Klein also helped out in the recruiting of Avery as well. So this is going to be something. And Colin Klein, and again, this is Colin Klein. I'm talking about toughness on the football field. I saw it. I had an opportunity to call a couple of Colin Klein games. I know, and there's been a couple of lot, especially I think particularly this year more, that everybody question, you know, the toughness of Avery Johnson and all that other stuff. Well, I think, you know, some of the podcasts I was listening to is right on that. I think, well, not the toughest part. I'm talking about putting Avery in the right spots there as well. And I think, you know, the coaching staff, yeah, Chris Klieman. They could have done better. I mean, it may be easy for me to sit here prior to the BYU game or work, whatever comes first. It's easy for me to sit here and say that. But again, you know, you a guy like Avery, a talent, the number one player to recruit in the state several years ago. It feels like last night, that Avery Johnson was the number one player in the state of Kansas. He was there as well. So, again, it's going to be fascinating how Coach Klein, not just him, you have Christian Ellsworth, the quarterback's coach there. We're going to find out how much Avery's going to grow just in 1 year. And I don't want to jump through loops. I don't mean jump through loops. We still have a long way to go. A lot can happen, as y'all know. But, yeah, a top 80 national recruit. Yeah, he was a top 80 national recruit, obviously from Wichita, Kansas, there as well. Big, right? So, yeah, right now, let me see. This is... Hold up, what in the world? All right, so ESPN had this. They don't even have last year's stat. This is from 2 years ago. 2,700 yards, 25 touchdowns, and then he added, just over 600 yards, 7 TDs there as well. Okay, there we go. That's what I'm, wait a minute. Hold up. This is what I want to get to right here. Total career at K-State, and we knew Avery not going to go nowhere. He know better than that. If he were, then that's I don't know. I don't know how the fan base will feel there as well. Avery's a K-State guy through and through. He wasn't going even. It was K-State or the NFL, and I did not see him ready for the NFL yet. Now, if he was putting up outstanding numbers, getting us to at least one appearance in the Big 12 title game there, maybe, but overall work, he needed to come back there to not just... Obviously, he love a case, obviously, but he needs to work on some things. I said that in the very beginning when, you know, he after that ball game against Colorado at home, the season finale there, where he kind of finished the season kind of on a down note. Yeah, K-State won. That they finished this team has not lived up to the expectations. And I have said this over and over, and let the numbers prove it. Last 2 years, especially this past year, the coaching staff needed changes, You're getting wholesale changes now with the new regime and all that other stuff. Okay, it's going to be fascinating to see how Colin Klein, Christian Ellsworth, by the way, for those of you who don't know who that is, new quarterback's coach there. We went through the resume. We're going to be going through a couple more resumes here. Probably more likely on Monday. I'm going to hear a lot from center field here for K-State football. Just support watching podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer recording another football edition of this podcast. This one will come out till Monday, or either Monday morning or Tuesday, somewhere in there. Yeah, we have a couple more coaching hires to record now. Well, we might have to say that for all Monday, because I want to focus more on my other podcast for tomorrow. The EG3 Speed of Game Rhythm. For those of you who are interested, EG3 podcast, only the 3-wide podcast with EG3. Yep, I do a shameless plug on another podcast. But yeah, I am looking to record on Sundays to post Monday nights on that show. And that will be, again, that's all sports, the adventures of EG3 and running, and whatever report comes across the desk, that's under the 3-wide pod with EG3. It used to be a NASCAR podcast there as well, so that should be easy find there as well. So make sure you're interested in more EG3 talk. Go over there, subscribe there. We're going to be coming at you. Hopefully, that's the target. And once I get into rhythm, start recording the EG3 show episodes on Sunday morning, Sunday before lunch hour, and have that out on Monday night. So that is the goal. That's the goal. We're going to set it there. That is the goal right there. But but the big news story, there are two more coaching hires yesterday and a big announcement. Avery Johnson coming back, as he talked about on his Instagram page and Twitter page there as well. Eddie Greer, third production podcast, all things KSA Sports here. Coming on here on this Saturday before heading off to work, 50-50 on that, as well as the holiday season is pretty much in the books for 2025. Now we'll see if EG3 himself will help out today. Today I was working last night, so there's that. But so far, 5,576 yards through the year, 1,378 rushing yards on the ground, 48 touchdowns through the year, 22 more on the ground. Let's see if we can do quick math here. Zero. That's 70 touchdowns. 70 total touchdowns. That's the 30 away from... If he were to go off for the next upcoming year, he would need 30 touchdowns total. Doesn't matter how you get them, to reach 100 touchdowns total in Avery Johnson's collegiate career. That is crazy to see. That's crazy to think about there as well. And so, yeah, man, again, this is a different regime, new regime. You don't have the Chris Klieman regime anymore and all that. There's a lot of missed opportunities there. We can go back and dissect it all, win here, win there. Last year, again, this team, again, for the second straight year, was supposed to be right up in the mix. Now, the first year they're there, didn't get it because of self-destructing in the second half. We know what happened mid-2024. In position, and then you self-destruct the last four games of the season. This past season, you're again picked second for the second straight year. That's crazy. To be in the mix, you weren't even close. Not even close. And again, as we sit here recording on January... Oh, yeah, by the way, I haven't even said the date. January 3rd, 2026. I don't even know how this team's going to look like. Now, again, the name I just mentioned, Donovan McIntosh, Quay Moss, Jason Rich, those guys are coming back on the defense side of the ball. That's huge. We did an episode. I recorded an episode on George Fitzpatrick, who's supposed to be a big part of the year on the offensive line. He wasn't available. Hopefully, knock on wood, he'll be available this year. Now he's coming back. Now Avery's coming back as well. We'll see if his best friend gets out of the portal. Now I'm talking about Jace Brown. They're the, obviously, wide receiver one there as well. So, again, we'll keep track of this. We did a whole list yesterday. I did a whole list yesterday. That episode is out, so make sure you get that. I will record the whatever happens with this basketball game tomorrow, and that'll be the only Pro Parcher podcast I am going to record, because my Sundays is going to be focused more on the AGT pod. I want to be more consistent on that. And then, of course, Monday's been Pro Parcher podcast day anyway, so we're going to be letting it rip until I get my new work schedule. Not this upcoming week, but the next week after that there as well. I'm excited to get my schedule back. it's been very odd and weird. But anyways, yeah, but what's not odd and weird, the return of Avery Johnson back, and that's huge. So we'll see if some of these other guys, now again, some will probably stay pat and stay in the portal. Well, hopefully some more guys that we talked about on yesterday's pod, on Friday, January 2nd, that came out, will come back, since Avery Johnson will be coming back as well. See, you gotta have that dog. Maybe he's it, and we'll see if I'm in agreement with the Power Cat podcast. I think that Coach Klein is going to put Avery in much more better position there to be successful. Try not throw no shade, but again, you have a guy like Avery Johnson, you have to take advantage of it. We're very lucky and fortunate he's coming back, because we already know his NIL status. We don't need to talk about that, but obviously with the transfer portal and everything else like that, it would have been easy for Avery to say, I'm out. But with this little, I definitely don't question loyalty to K-State, and let's say 60-40 that he was going to come back to K-State and be better individually, but his team needs to be better. We don't even know what that's going to look like. Which we'll keep track of throughout the winter months in spring ball as well. The biggest news story, a lot came out from football yesterday, and we're just getting caught up here. We'll talk about it more on Monday's recordings. I'll go through it, maybe sneak another one in on tomorrow. We'll see about that. But yeah, Avery Johnson, QB1 at K-State, returning to Manhattan for one more senior season at K-State. Unfinished business it is, baby. Oh yeah, I agree with that 100%. The Pro Parcher Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where a podcast found, free and available daily. Remember, just to record K-State content, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast there, so we'll come at you daily. And as a matter of fact, an episode sitting here recording this on Saturday just came out, looking forward to the Big 12 K-State men's basketball monster task at home, 10th-ranked BYU. We're going to find a lot about that team. Two ranked opponents in the top 10. You're playing one other in the spectrum in the top 10, BYU, and you're playing the number one team in the country next week in Arizona. Woo! So we'll see what happens there with this strong team there as well. We'll find out. We'll have y'all covered on that here on this podcast. So we do postcast recaps after every K-State athletic event. Basketball is on tap this weekend. And, of course, tomorrow, Sunday, is the girls, ladies, Jeff Mitty's team hosting 11-2 West Virginia. They're on that front. So you want to make sure we're tapped into this podcast. Subscribe, like, and long bell time to update the content daily. Y'all will be first to be notified about that. Make sure you leave us a rating as well. Doesn't help us out. 4 or 5 stars, preferably, but it helps out other K-State fans find out about the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Hayden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another football edition right here of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Cats. Yes.